Hi there, Vet Blast podcast listeners. Tired of overcrowded CE rooms and conferences that don't feel worth your time? Well, you're in luck. This St. Patrick's Day weekend, join us at Fet Charlotte, your destination for practical, real-world, continuing education you can immediately apply in your clinic. And here's the kicker. We take care of you while you're here. That means complimentary meals and snacks are included, so you can focus on learning and networking without having to worry about logistics. We're offering up to 47 CE credits, including on-demand options, along with 7 unique hands-on labs. So, what are you waiting for? Head to dvm360events.com and register today for Fet Charlotte.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM360.
Well, I have the honor and privilege to chat with one of our incredible colleagues, Dr. Kemba Marshall, who is now an author to put into a feather in her cap right there. And we're going to chat with her about her new textbook that she has out. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Adam. That means more than you will know. Thank you.
Congratulations. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm so honored to have you here. A little bit about our colleague, Dr. Kemba Marshall. She earned her DVM degree from University of Florida in 1999. Go
Gators!
You know it. After an internship, she completed residency in avian and exotic animal medicine at the University of Tennessee. Dr. Marshall earned her master's in public health from the University of Iowa in 2018 and is a boarded avian specialist of the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners. Dr. Kemba spent 5 years in private emergency lab animal medicine in Dallas, Texas after completing her residency, and she has authored peer-reviewed journal articles and served as guest editor for publications including the Journal of Avian Medicine and Surgery, the 5-Minute Veterinary Clinics, and the Veterinary Clinics of North America. And she's embarked on her latest venture in 2020 when she founded Marshall Recruiting Consortium to address the lack of diversity in agriculture and animal health sciences. And I'm curious to get your perspective on that thing, Kemba. Like, what made you step into that component in 2020? What was like, did you have like an aha moment or?
Yes. Yeah, I think we all did. So COVID-19 is happening. And right. I think all of us are like, what is this? And oh, by the way, the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, it was thing after thing after thing that was happening. And I think all of us, we were experiencing it at the same time. So many of us were either quarantined at home, working from home, and you were just in your home with your social media or your radio or your television. And it was like compounded thing after compounded thing. And at that time, what I found was so many of my veterinary colleagues were reaching out to me, asking me questions. And Adam, I will tell you, at first I was like, not only do I have nothing to say, but I refuse to speak. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it. I just know, because I'm literally in my own thing trying to work it out.
Right.
And then my good friend, gal pal, Mia Carey was like, but Kemba, what if you do say something? And what if you say something to individuals that may not hear it from another person, but they'll hear it from you? And that sent me on this whole other journey to say, what would veterinary medicine look like if I said, I personally want to be involved in advancing the profession?
Yes. Oh, powerful. And cut to where we are now. So, you know, almost 4 years later, and you have this wonderful collaboration that you have done with Wiley Publishing. So how did that begin?
Right. So, I mean, kismet, just like random forces.
Yes.
So Wiley reaches out to me. They send me an email and they're asking about the book, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Veterinary Medicine. And I say to them, no one reads books anymore, but here's a series of online resources that you can refer readers to. And then they come back the next day and they're like, Kemba, we want you to write the book that you would read about diversity, equity, and inclusion in veterinary medicine. And I was like, wait, me? Oh, that's an entirely different ask, right?
Yes.
So when I was thinking about the concept, I had two things that I knew for sure. Number one, it's such a broad, vast topic that for so many individuals is deeply personal. And for everyone, it all hinges on your lived experience. So how could I, as one individual, adequately represent multiple lived experiences? Which led me to point number two, I have to get as many peers, mentors, friends, and colleagues as I can to help me with this project. So then what we did is we said, okay, what would be different or unique about a way to approach this topic? Because so often I think people hear diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they say, it's too much, I don't understand it, or I don't want to say the wrong thing to anyone, so I have nothing to say. So each chapter follows the letter of the alphabet. So it's from A to Z.
Oh.
And each chapter stands alone. However, taken together, the entire book gives us real practical information that starts with number one, the what, the definition of the word or the phrase or the term. Number two, the so what. Why should veterinary medical professionals care about this? And then number three, the now what. If I care about it, what can I do in my veterinary care setting tomorrow to put this term, this phrase, these ideas into action?
Wonderful. So it's not just you as the author then. So you had to, wait a minute. So how did that go down? Because it must be like, I could just imagine me organizing a conference is a lot of work getting people in, let alone writing a chapter, getting the editors involved. So how many other thought leaders did you get from this?
Oh gosh, about 26.
Wow.
Because to me, even this process shows the beauty of the veterinary medical community.
Yes.
So I called friends, I cold called people that I had never met before, professors, deans of veterinary colleges, veterinary technicians, veterinary students, veterinary social workers, DEI experts, law students, and said, I got this idea. I'd love for you to help me. And people said yes. Wow. And because people genuinely, I think, want to help, want to do something, then so many of these friends then invited other people and said, hey, come do this with me. So some of these chapters, one author would have written on their own. But some of these chapters have two authors or three authors. And it was just the joy of a collaborative space where we could all learn from and alongside one another.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, that, you know, you hear a lot when you hear about, you know, appreciating people's different perspectives. Well, that's certainly what you need to have when you're talking about DEI, to hear about their personal experiences as well, what 100%. It was like for them.
100%.
So yeah. that's just wonderful. So yeah. Listen to the listeners, take a listen to this. So the chapters define concepts from a wide range of things that I still am always learning about, which is great. The concept of access to care and One Health Medicine through the lens of DEI.
Yes.
That I need to read that because I really do not know. And I think that's fantastic that finally we have some education on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's comprehensive explorations of equity, intersectionality, justice, representation, and other central DEI concepts that impact the veterinary profession's ability to benefit society. Is there a particular area of interest that was more of your passion project when you were writing this book? Or did you even have like an aha moment about yourself when you were like going through this?
Ooh. So, you know, my aha moment is I myself, as a very dear friend recently reminded me, am a statistical anomaly. I knew age six, I was going to be a veterinarian. My parents had no idea what that journey was going to be, and they never doubted the possibility. And they just took this ride with me and said, yes, we will get you to this program. We will get you to the zoo. We will drive you here. We will drive you there. And so in researching and thinking about this and talking to everyone as we thought about this together, the aha moment for me was, if I myself could at 6 years old identify something that I love to do and decades later still love it today, we have the ability to impact individuals, children, young adults, parents who are thinking, I have no idea what this is. I have no idea how I myself can be a part of this. And we have the ability to say, let's open the doors of our profession and show people the magic and the wonder that vet med is.
Love that. Love it. I'm looking at the cover, Ken, but tell me, I mean, you could have selected so many different covers and yeah. I can't even pick out what I'm going to have for dinner, let alone the cover of this. It's a beautiful cover. So share with the listeners what that cover is and kind of your thought process of selecting that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I was doing a lot of the editing and writing, I will tell you, I was in Morocco. And it was me, you know, everyone who knows me knows that I'm a believer in Kemba month. So I'm a big birthday celebrator. And so much of what I was thinking about, I was in Morocco. And I really wanted to, even with the cover, present a One Health approach to diversity, equity, inclusion, which is why you see young people walking with cattle down a road, right? Because you have people with animals in an environment.
Yeah.
And I want people to look at that cover and say, anytime in any part of the world that I see people with animals in an environment, there are veterinary medical professionals who can and should be contributing to that One Health system. I wanted also to make sure that we do what we do in our veterinary oath, which is very similar to the veterinary technician oath, that sometimes we just read it the day that we're graduating vet school and we walk away. But our oath says we will use our knowledge and skills to benefit society first. Then we get to the animal piece. Right. So I wanted people right up front on that cover so that we realize, as veterinary medicine professionals, there is no veterinary medicine without the people. The people that we stand shoulder to shoulder with, the customers that we serve, the animal owners. We won't even talk in this brief episode about the number of animals that receive no veterinary care, but veterinarians, veterinary professionals, technicians, practice managers, veterinary students owe a responsibility to society first. And I wanted the cover to reflect the warmth of society. I wanted the cover to reflect the importance of One Health medicine. And because I was in Morocco, I wanted the cover to reflect the baobab trees, because those trees are so unique and you can identify them no matter where you are in the world, but they are indigenous to the African continent. And I wanted all of that to come to life in the cover.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's a great cover, and it certainly captured everything that you just said, which is wonderful. And what do you hope for in the future of veterinary medicine that you don't consistently see today?
I hope that veterinary care professionals, whether they are in clinics, if they're in vet school, if they're teaching in faculty positions, no matter where they are, I want people to understand, number one, we can do hard things. We can understand and contemplate difficult and challenging topics together. And then I want people to know that wherever they are, there is something that you can do today to make it better. Even if that something is simply listening and getting involved in the power of the conversation, every single person can do something today to make our profession better, so that decades from now, when you and I are retired and living on our private island, surrounded by all of our favorite animals and family members, there's another group of people just like us that are like, you know what? Our profession is worth it, and we will fight for it, and we will push it forward and make it more accessible and more diverse and more inclusive.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what this book does. Did you ever think in your career, I ask authors this all the time, veterinary authors, did you ever think you'd be writing a book in your career?
Adam, never. and if I was, I thought it would be, you know, the clinical review of a case that I saw, or the you know, what's your diagnosis, you know, that we've seen in journals. Never in a million years. But even that, I think, underscores, if you fully commit to veterinary medicine as a thing that is a part of you, you have no idea the doors that will open for you because you're in the profession and doing the work and really striving to be a benevolent contributor.
Absolutely. Well said. Like Dr. Nicole Bruno says, one of our wonderful colleagues, like everyone's got that Encanto door to open.
Absolutely.
Right. And you just don't know what'll be there behind that door, but we all need to help elevate and support one another. So the book is called Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Veterinary Medicine, edited by Kemba Marshall, along with a lot of wonderful colleagues that have written that in that book. And it's available on Wiley.com. Congratulations, author.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So happy for you. And we're just looking forward to reading it. And to the listeners, we'll put everything in the show notes as well, so you can see exactly where you can get that book as well. And thank you for writing this. We definitely need it in our profession. So thank you for all the great work you do. And most importantly, thank you for your friendship. You're a wonderful human being.
Absolutely. Hear, hear. Ditto, ditto, ditto. Yes, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being on the show. Congratulations. Keep on. Can't stop, won't stop. You know it, right?
That's it. That's what we do, right?
That's what we do. Exactly right. It's the wonderful field of veterinary medicine, listeners. You just don't know where your career can go with all these different opportunities. And Dr. Marshall's a great example of what she's doing, and she's doing it amazing. So thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast and get yourself a copy of the book, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Veterinary Medicine. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.